I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Had a bit of breaking news over the last couple of hours that Johnny Asiata, he has signed with the Canterbury Bulldogs. We mentioned it this morning in the news that it was a possibility. Look, I really like this move, to be honest with you. And I think that John Asiata, I said it on Bloke in a Bar's podcast a couple of weeks ago. He was the guy that, or one of the guys that really stood out for me on the free agency list. I think he has been criminally underutilized in our game. And look, I've been talking about this for a long time, about lock forwards and how you need to have a little bit of X factor. And the Cowboys were always the example that I used when I said I don't understand why Taumalolo is playing 13 when you've got a guy like John Asiata in this squad. And he signed with Brisbane. First few games, he looked unreal. He looked great. He then had an injury, sort of fell out a little bit. And then it was like he fell off the side of the earth, John Asiata, and decided not to re-sign him. I do understand that. They've got a couple of really talented young forwards up there. But, geez, to let Asiata and Bullimore go, I don't know. It just doesn't quite make sense to me. But he's obviously a guy with a heap of experience as well, John Asiata. Like, granted, he spent the vast majority of his career sort of playing on the bench and sort of playing a bit of a weird role for the Cowboys. He's had a couple of times where he's come in and he's played halfback. And let's be perfectly honest with everyone here, he's done pretty damn well in the times that he has come in. But he's a guy that, I think he's played in two grand finals now. I think he was in the 2015 side. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure he was in the 2015 side. And then, of course, he played in the 2017 grand final as well. So, yeah, he was on the bench for the 2015, and then 2017 he was in that one as well. So, I mean, a guy that's been to two grand finals, it's not bad experience-wise to have him in the side. He brings a heap of X-factor as well. I think they would have got him pretty cheap too. I think this could be one of the real value signings heading into next year. And I think that long-term, he could pay huge dividends to the Canterbury Bulldogs. Hopefully, they do get the very best out of him. As I said, I think he's been underutilized. He probably hasn't achieved as much as what he should have, or he probably isn't the footballer now that he probably always should have been. Well, that I always thought he was going to be anyway, based on his skill set. But I think that he has been hindered a lot of the times by teams not using him effectively. Now, I did mention on the news this morning that Josh Jackson's obviously the 13 there at the moment. If they're able to get an Asiata, I straight away move Jackson. I play him either on an edge or I play him as a middle. Adam Elliott's left. He was playing as the lock forward for them last year until he got injured. I thought he was doing a great job with a bit more of a skill set to him. I think Asiata would just be perfect. And now that Adam Elliott's gone, you could move Josh Jackson out to an edge. You could play Josh Jackson in the front row if you wanted to. It's a very, very similar role anyway, realistically. But for me, I think Johnny Asiata, if he has a good preseason under his belt, and I'm the Canterbury Bulldogs, I have to be seriously considering playing him at 13. They're a team that has really struggled to score points. Having a guy like him would really help. And this is sort of all coming back to this same point once again. I mean, you need a guy in the 13 with a bit of X factor that can ball play. He can be a link man. Josh Jackson, he's done his very best at playing that role, but he's never really been that guy. That's not what Josh Jackson is about. Yes, he's experienced enough to be able to handle himself in that role, but he doesn't have that high-end skill set that you want of a guy that's going to play in your jersey 13. Asiata, he has the ability to be this fella. I'm not going to tell you that he's going to be an instant hit. He's going to be a superstar at Canterbury. But for what I assume the sort of money they signed this guy for, I think there could be huge value in this for Canterbury. I really like this move by them. As I said, I'd be making him the 13 moving forward. I think this is sort of for Asiata as well. He's now arrived at Canterbury. He's come from the Cowboys, played in two grand finals, went to Brisbane, hit the ground running, had an injury, sort of fell off the side of the earth. It's sort of now or never for John Asiata as well. And this is what I love about this Canterbury side, is that they've got a heap of guys that have got their backs against the wall. If Paul Vaughan doesn't perform here, he's Gonski. If Matt Dufty doesn't perform here, I think he's Red Rover. If Kyle Flanagan doesn't perform, he's in some serious trouble. He's probably looking at England. This guy as well, he's the same John Asiata. We've all spoken about him for years, how he's got this potential. He can do this, he can do that. But he hasn't quite got to the level that he needs to. Hopefully, Trent Barrett can see what I see in this guy and can hopefully just give him the 13 jersey, let him play his natural game and let him go from there. Because I really do think this could be a special signing. Phil Gould played it down a couple of days ago that he wasn't overly keen. Oh, sorry, he didn't play it down. They weren't keen on him, but they played it down as if we've got money, but we don't want to just spend it on whoever comes up. We want to get the right guys. He's gone for Asiata here. I really do like it. I think it's going to be a good play. I've heard Phil Gould say very positive things about Asiata in the past, and I've heard him sort of agree with what I say, that I don't know why teams aren't utilising this guy properly. There's a lot of guys in the NRL that are underutilised because of coaching, because of structures, whatever it might be, and I think this guy, he probably started his career at the wrong time and at the worst place possible at the North Queensland Cowboys. With all due respect, they were obviously stuck in this old school mindset of third front rower in the lock forward role. They had the gift of having Jonathan Thurston for so long as well. So you really didn't need that ball playing 13. JT would cover up a lot of the issues they had in attack. He left, and they really struggled for a number of years there. A couple of times they threw Asiata into the halfback role, especially during Origin stuff, and he did really well. And then they sort of stuck with this same, let's just get 300 metres out of Taumalolo in the 13 jersey, when realistically he could have done that in the front row. As I said, big fan of Asiata. I think he's got a lot to offer. I think he arrived at the Cowboys at a great time as far as winning a premiership, playing in another grand final, but a terrible time as far as him as an individual goes, because he was never able to utilize the skill set that he has in the jersey he should be playing in, which is jersey 13. They used him just as a middle forward, just to get his meters coming off the bench. And for me, it's a complete waste of the skill set you have in this guy, a very unique skill set that I think the Canterbury Bulldogs, if they're going to get the very best out of him, they have to give him a bit of a license to play footy and use him as a link man. It's the best thing moving forward for this team. I mean, last time we saw Canterbury be successful, 2014, what did their forward pack have? All had a little bit of skill set to them. I think Johnny Asiata, he would fit in perfectly with those sort of guys. It doesn't have to be the skill set of a 7 or a 6, but just a little bit of subtle ball playing, being able to find your man out the back of shape. This is what you need in your jersey 13 nowadays. Canterbury were very successful last time they had their team structured like this. I think this is the way moving forward for Canterbury. Really good signing. This will be one of the guys I think we're going to look back at the end of 2022 and say, wow, Asiata, that was a really good value signing. They got a lot more out of him than what his pay packet says.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.